Jesus, Heiland meiner Seele, lass an deine Brust mich flehen, da die Wasser näher rauschen und die Wetter hauer sehen. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergebe ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewig lieb. Bring mich in den Lebensstürmen, bis vollendet ist dein Lauf, führe mich zum sicheren Haufen, nimm meine Seele auf. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergeb ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewig lieb. Andere Zuflucht hab ich keine, sagen hab ich nur auf dich. Lass, oh, lass mich nicht alleine, hebe her und stärke mich. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergeb ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewig lieb. Nur zu dir steht mein Vertrauen, lass kein Leben mich erschrecken, mit dem Schatten deiner Fliege, sei mein wehrlos Hauptbejahr. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu, dir ergeb ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewig lieb. Gnade und Gnade, volles Segen, sind in dir, o Jesu mein. Lass die Heilung mich beströmen, nimm gereinigt mich herein. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu, dir ergeb ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewig lieb. Du bist ja des Lebens Quelle, die den Durst auch ewig stillt. Sei erbarmen meine Herzen, der zum ewigen Leben quillt. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergeb ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewig lieb.
I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me, but I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Concentrate me now to thy service, Lord.
by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to that precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I yet may know. Thy face to face I see. There are heights of joy that I yet may reach ere I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. I don't know about tomorrow.
I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden is getting lighter, every cloud a silver line. There the sun is always shining, there no tears will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow, it may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that is my portion may be through the flame or flood, but his presence goes before me, and I'm covered by his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, But I know we'll host tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Every trial and temptation, if there trouble anywhere, we should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Jesus came unto his own, but his own received him not. He healed the sick and he caused the blind to see. He made a lamb to walk again and he set the captives free. But they turned their back upon the Lord and nailed him to a tree. What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? Will you let him change your life or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life or will you walk away? Jesus Christ is still the same. He'll do the same for you. The peace he gives his heart to understand. He'll be the kindest, truest friend that you have ever had. Don't crucify the Lord again. Don't turn your back on him. What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? Will you let him change your life or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life or will you walk away? The Lord who died upon the cross will come to earth one day. His coming now is even at the door. Will your soul be ready? Will your sins be washed away? Or will he turn his back on you and say, I know you not? What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Don't walk away. Don't walk away. Where would I be without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity? Lost in a world full of sorrow. Without Jesus, where would I be? Where would I be without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity? Lost in a world full of sorrow. Without Jesus, where would I be? Where would I be without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity? Lost in a world full of sorrow. Without Jesus, where would I be?
Daniel 12, verse 3. But the wise shall shine like the brightness of the heavenly expanse. And those bringing many to righteousness will be like the stars forever and ever. Die Lehrer aber werden leuchten wie des Himmels Glanz. Und diese viele zur Gerechtigkeit weisen, wie die Sterne immer und ewiglich. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here, Lord, and just pray you'll help us to expound on how important it is to really find out what that righteousness is, and to continue to shine like the stars forever and ever throughout eternity, Lord. We just pray you'll help the people understand how important it is to tap into this very important message here, Lord, that you've given us in these closing days of time to, so that we have a reward over on the other side and shine like the stars forever and ever, Lord. We just pray you'll help us expound on it and say it the way you want it said. But most of all, Lord, open the hearts of the people, because if you don't open up their hearts, we're just two people down here beating our gums together. It's all just a bunch of gibberish. I pray you, Lord, you'll allow it to become alive in the hearts of the people and believe what we're saying here, because it's not our program, it's your program. We're just trying to do our level best to be faithful to what you've called us to be, Lord. Help people to put their eyes on you and on your word, Lord. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, that there's a few things here. First of all, you got to find out what the righteousness is for your day.
Mm-hmm.
But don't bring that many to righteousness. Well, the righteousness to a lot of people are different things. There's a lot of people that righteousness is to live in a compound and wear a certain dress code. Down through life, you can go from one end of the world to the other. Everything out there, they have their own idea about righteousness. But we got to go to the Bible, first of all, to find out what righteousness is. And we've been searching and searching this all our life. What is really the righteousness before the Lord? And when we're done with the assignment, we're done with the homework, and we're done with all our sense of studying, we end up right back where Abram was. He heard God's voice. And he was obedient. At the end of his journey, the Lord came down and recognized it for righteousness. He was only righteous because he was obedient to that heavenly voice.
That's right.
And if he wouldn't have been obedient, then at the end of his journey, that
that heavenly wise one and not considered him as righteous. Mm-hmm. So he was believing the message for his day. The message for his day was get out of Ur, out of these devil worshippers, and go into a land where I'll show you. And he was obedient against all odds, and at the end of his journey, he was reckoned to him for righteousness. And the same thing here today, the only righteousness that you and I can accomplish, that you and I can muster up, is to believe the message for your day. That's just that simple. And how we found out in these closing days of time that God did send the prophet, that was the message for our day. I was thinking yesterday, throughout all history, there was nobody that did more for the human race than the Lord Jesus Christ back in the day. And you know what they did with him, what is listed. They just couldn't get rid of him fast enough. And you can look all throughout 2,000 years of history. You go to the Apostle Paul. There's nobody in biblical history that brought more revelation and more understanding than the Apostle Paul. And at the end of the day, they did with him what is listed. But in the meantime, the people that connected with him, that did what he told, said they had eternal life. And you can go right down to the Grace Age, right down to Irenaeus. There's nobody that more clarity than Irenaeus did in his hour. And then here, ever since the Martin Luther, there's nobody that did more for the human race, especially come out of Roman Catholicism, than the Martin Luther. And those that believed in him, those that followed them, those that listened to him, they had eternal life. It's just that simple. It's just the way the Word of God is set up. If you believe them, on them whom I will send, and we know he sent that angel, and that angel picked up the vocal cords of Martin Luther, and those that believed that, they followed him, and they're going to have eternal life. It's just that simple. And here in our day and hour, there's nobody that did more for the human race than Brother Brennan to bring them back to the apostolic faith of our fathers. And he preached his heart out, and at the end of the day, he was rejected. And then when he was done, the Lord was done with him, or that angel, he couldn't speak no more, and then that angel took the vocal cords of Brother Jackson. And there's nobody, when he analyzed everything, there's nobody that brought more revelation, more light than Brother Jackson did in his hour, in his 40 years of preaching. We happen to tap into that, and now we believe them, and on that cause we have eternal life. And then, like we keep saying, the Lord looked around who we can trust with that word, and there's nobody that is doing more for the human race and his closing days of time than you and I, because we're just simply following God. It was God through Jesus that did all that. That's why at the end of the day, he's going to shine like the stars. And then same thing with Paul. He was just obedient to that heavenly voice, because it said, I was not disobedient to that heavenly vision that he saw there. He could have been told the Lord to go pack it in, but they didn't. He just followed that voice all throughout his life. And then at the end of the day, they chopped his head off for doing the things he did. That's the way that's just the nature of the beast. That's just what the devil does. Because you're not dealing with flesh and blood. You're dealing with a bunch of demon-possessed people that's at the end of the day. That's what they do for to you. And the same with here. We're the only two people that tell the people the truth that has the truth of the day that has any value, because we're not doing our own thing. We're simply doing what all these people, what Jesus did, what Paul did, they were led by that Spirit of the living God, and behind it is God. And here's the same thing. This is not our program. This is the Lord's program. And all you have to do to fulfill that righteousness is simply believe what we're saying. We believe that prophet. We believe that apostle. And now we're continuing on with the program, because, like I say, it's not our program. Behind it is the Spirit of the living God. All we have to do is be obedient to what the Lord has allowed us to see in these closing days of time. And that's what we're doing. We're the two most important people on planet Earth right now, because we're telling people what nobody will tell them. We're telling people the truth. We're telling people, yanking people back. And the only thing that is important, that's the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jacks, because back in the book of Revelation, and you read the book of Revelation back in the days of what it says in the book of Revelation, accounts of need to buy any gold, because you go read that before that, you can see exactly the church of Laodicea is blind, it's dead,
It's miserable. It's naked. So why would you go to these people that are blind and naked and miserable and wretched and poor? Because they don't have nothing. They do only have exactly what the Bible says they have. They're wretched, they're naked and poor. Now he's advising us. He's counseling us. Come and buy of me gold. And to put it in today's language so it's easily understood, come and listen to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, and then you will have that gold tried in the fire, and you will not stand naked before God. And all we're doing, we're just holding on to what these two men have brought and trying to keep it alive in these closing days of time. With all that confusion that's out there, with all the darkness, and all you have to do now is, in order for you to shine, you just simply go tell people, because it's the only thing that you're going to find in this world that's left for mankind in these closing days of time. God, and if in 3 years there's no more devil, and then between from now and then, somewhere along the road there's a rapture, there's a marriage supper of the Lamb here in this little bit of a window that's left. But now all you got to do in order for you to shine is go tell, because it's the only thing that's left. We keep saying it over and over again because there is nothing other. There's nothing else to talk about.
That's right.
Why talk about something that happened 600 years ago? Read an old sermon that has absolutely no value for the day and hour we're living in. This is the now. This is what you have to tell people. The now, the church age, the Laodicea. And we're now, like we keep saying over and over again, we have a prophetic and an apostolic ministry, and all we're doing, we're just doing our job exactly what the Lord told you to do when you asked the Lord, why did you put us together? Ever since you put us together, we've been falsely accused of everything under the sun, and then the Lord simply told you to hold the line on the truth that's been given to the church of Laodicea. And you can go and analyze it if you want, because that's all we're talking about. That's our main theme, that prophetic and that apostolic man, to keep it alive. Because if we don't do it, believe you me, it's not going to get done. If they try to do it, they'll come out with a perverted version of it. And that's what happened to the Brenhamite. They made Brother Brenham into an idol and into an icon, into something that's to be worse. Brother Brenham, Brother Brenham, Brother Brenham. They are completely clueless what his ministry was really about. You can't even talk. We try to talk to them. They claim to be Brenhamite, but you talk to them, they don't know nothing about Brother Brenham. They're not even born again. And then you go on to the Brother Jackson, his own children. They're supporting that Allen. There's not enough words to describe how low that guy has become. When you think, as soon as Brother Jackson is buried, he comes out wearing a turtleneck, exactly the opposite of what Brother Jackson taught. And I wouldn't have had that dream. I'd be discouraged myself, because I had a dream. I saw that dream about the minefield. They're going to do everything they can to destroy everything that Brother Jackson ever taught. And that's exactly what's going on out there now with these people that were sitting under Brother Jackson for 40 years. All they're doing, they're trying to see how fast they can destroy it. Well, we're in the third day. Oh, the cutoff for the Jews was in 56 when Brother Jackson simply told us the cutoff for the Jews was at the crucifixion. Then they tell us we're in the third day. And all that garbage, it's not fit for doctrine, nothing but tables of mama. And you and I, we're the only two people that's holding on to the truth that these two men have brought. Because you believe you me, there's nothing else out there. So now all you have to do in order for you to shine, you just go and tell what we're telling people. All you got to do is get on your phone and give them your WhatsApp and then give them this here message, because believe you me, there's nothing out there. And if you don't do your duty, then you're going to be left standing without. It's just that simple. It's our responsibility. Where would we be if we would have just packed it in when he told us to go on this course, when he told us to give us our job to do, to hold on a line on this truth? Where would the world be? There'd be nothing left of it. Believe you me, I know what's out there. I know how the devil is working overtime to try to destroy every ounce of truth. And we're working overtime to try to keep it alive. Against all the opposition, against all the terrorists and the persecution that we have to go through. But we're not complaining. We're just grateful that the Lord saw it fit. So you and I fit to continue on with the program and to hold the line of this truth. Mm-hmm. That's all we're doing. And now what we're doing here, if you want to be part of it, if you want to do some investments, do your investment for eternity, all you simply got to do, because we did the heavy lifting. We're that oxen that was butchered and slaughtered, so that all you have to do now is just that simple. Just press your phone and your WhatsApp, because there's a lot of people that we don't know that other people know. That's what happened back when Paul was in that early church. Paul told it to these people, and then these people told it to these people, and before you know it, that whole Middle East was converted to Christianity. And it's the same thing here. All you gotta do is tell whoever you know, because we don't have that many people, cell phones. And if we did, the cell phones we do have, we from time to time we send them a message, and if there's any hunger there, they'll tap in, and if not, they'll just pack it in and do what the people do. They're just not meant for the long haul. They don't have that staying power. But there's some that are, I call them diehards, because they keep coming back to that well of grace, because they realize there's nothing else out there, and they keep tapping in every day, and they're faithful. And now, in order for them to keep active, all they gotta do is tell somebody. Just go tell. I don't care who it is. Just go tell them, because that's the only thing that'll keep you alive. And then if you don't tell them, eventually God will come and take away the little thing that you do have. Just mm-hmm. that simple. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. That's why people pecking in after a while. They hear something being said, and they don't like it, and then they talk to their friends and enemies and all that, and they talk bad about it, and before you know it, they decide that the devil gets into their head and to their mind, and before you know it, they're chilling out. They just not interested anymore. But we keep doing our part, the numbers that we do have. There's people out there, they know a lot of people that we don't know, that we could never contact. And it's their duty, their God-given duty. You're not working for me, you're working for the Lord. We're just doing our part, our little part that we know what to do, and we're trying to do the best we can. And now all you have to do is you go tell it to the people that you know. Because, like I say, mm-hmm. there's a lot of people we don't know. There's a lot of phone numbers out there we don't have access to it. And if you tell people anything else outside of this here truth, you'll be caught up with being an unfaithful servant. Just that simple. And you know what happened to that unfaithful servant? He got thrown into that lake of fire. Just that simple.
And the truth for your day is never popular. And that's what people need to realize. In it, there is a persecution. There is a reproach. In every truth for the hour, there was a reproach, because it's something that goes against society. And you can look at Moses or Noah. Mm-hmm. In the days of Noah, that message was not popular with the people. The same way with Moses was not popular. He was actually, and when you look at it, he had to bear a heavy burden, carrying those children of Israel on his shoulders like he did. And they were always striving, always had something to complain about. Mm-hmm. And that's what, when you work for the Lord and you believe the message for the day and hour, in it there is a persecution and there is a reproach. But once you get over that reproach, then it's actually a joy to be identified mm-hmm. with it. And once you're identified with it, you find great joy in sharing it with people, because you know it's the truth. And it's the truth. Like this true message here that we're telling people, what God did in the Laodicea Church Hour through the ministry of Brother Brenham, it's not a popular message, but it's the truth. And that's why you want to tell it to people, because it's the truth that will set them free. And we all have a responsibility to tell people the truth. If we don't, then we're just going to be drift along. And in the end of the day, there's nothing going to be remembered of us anymore. Mm-hmm. But if you take a stand, just like all those men of old, when you go through history, how Abraham took a stand and Joseph, Moses, and all these men of faith, they believed something. They had faith in something. Like it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That they had a hope for something. The same way us. We know by faith what God has allowed us to see when he brought us to the ministry of Brother Brennan, because we had gone through all that. We know there's nothing out in these church systems. That's why God brought us to the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson, because of the hunger that he put in us to find exactly what where God is at here in our time frame. And he brought us to the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson. And it is our responsibility to tell people that, because if we don't, the devil has a way of just taking everything away from people, just like he did when you read the parable of the sower went out to sow, and those seeds fell on stony ground, on the wayside, and things like that. The devil comes along, because if there is no ground there to take root, and the devil will take it away. So you have to make sure you hold on to it, because the devil is always trying to take away what little there is left. And that's what happened to the church age of Sardis. Like, they just had just Shalil by faith, and that was dying out. That's why you always have to be at a state of making sure that you don't let go what God has given us in this day and hour, because it has a way of taking away, like Ronald Reagan said, freedom is one generation away from being extinct. And it is, because if you don't hold on to it, the devil will come and take it away.
That's exactly what it says in these church ages. I know thy words, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Would thou that wert cold or hot. See, you and I, we're not lukewarm. We're hot. That's why we have such an expression. That's why we talk with such velocity. That's why we done walk on eggshells. He says here, would thou wert cold or hot. You're better off dead than being lukewarm. You're better off to be hot than be lukewarm. But you and I, we're not lukewarm. We say that the way it needs to be said, we're shooting right from the hip, and we know we're offending the devil. That's really what we're offending. We're offending the devil, and he don't like the way we talk, and he don't like the way we say things, because we don't leave no wiggle room. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Have you ever seen anybody, once you spew it out, that's going to go pick it up again and swallow it again? No, it spewed out, that's it, and that's where Laodicea is. That's where the church systems are at. They are spewed out. It's just that simple. Yeah, I don't care if it's a hutter I call it. Mm-hmm. I don't care if an army. The whole world church system is spewed out, because he said, I count of thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire and of gold that's here in the church, shade of Laodicea. It's the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Other than that, it's nothing but debt of Karen. It's not fit for a dog. It's nothing but table of vomit. Even that dog won't eat that stuff that the people are preaching, this community living in, and all that religious filth that's out there. The only thing that's left in the church, shade of Laodicea, is the ministry of Brother Brennan, because is it here exactly what it says, because thou art rich and increased in goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Why would you go for them for advice when they're miserable, poor, blind, and naked? Then he said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest see and clothe, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyes that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. That's why we're doing the things we're doing. Because we went through that thing. We went through these torture chambers. We went through that filth out there they call religion and church. And we found out that there's nothing but misery. There's nothing but nakedness. There's nothing but blindness. And then he went on, I counsel of thee to buy of me gold. All those that I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. That's what we did. We saw what that stuff out there is. It's no use trying to sugarcoat it. You got to call it out exactly the way it is. They're blind, they're naked, they're wretched, they're poor. And then God said he'll spew them out. He spewed them out. There's nothing there. Why would you go to listen to something that's spewed out? That's how stupid people are. They go listen to these donkeys and these frogs and these John Higgs and all these people are running for the money because I watch them and I see whatever they do. That John Higgs, yeah, I watch him. You got to somehow, sometimes watch him with open eyes. And then he gets these people all revved up. Oh, man, did they put the camera and there where you can see wiping tears. And then I watched the expression of John Higgs' face. And I say, I heard him. I got you, sucker, son. Just exactly where I want you. Believe in this garbage. That's exactly, I know what I'm talking about because I follow the scripture. I got a reverence and a respect for the word of God. And when I read that, there's nothing but spewed out. And I see this donkey up there beating his gums together and fat as a pig. He's got these people. He's got a gift. He's got charisma to get these people's attention to the point you see him wiping their tears. He gets so emotional and they believe it. Then he watch his expression and he sees that woman, he sees that lady there crying and he's proud of himself that he caused her to weep throughout his emotions. I seen it and I watched it because I had that scripture. They're blind, they're naked, they're wretched, they're pure, and they're spewed out. And all he's trying to do, he's working for the devil, trying to rev people up that they believe his garbage. Yeah, it looks good, he's supporting the Jews and all that, but they're just using them to deceive the people and send them out to hell and death. Because there's only one thing, and the church changed the Laodicea. It's a lie, because these men, these brother Branham and brother, they were listening to that angel that God said, this is life eternal, that they believe on them whom I will send. And here in these closing days of time, he sent that angel to the church, Shade of Laodicea, and all he did, he connected with the vocal cords of Brother Branham, because the Bible backs it up, and the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, when that word began, that's the only church age where that word began. In other words, he's going to begin this journey with Brother Branham, and then when he dies, he's going to continue on with the vocal cords of Brother Jackson. And then when these two are gone, he's going to continue on with you and me to hold on to the fort, hold on to the thing that these two great men have brought to the church. Anything else, you're just wasting your time, you're wasting your effort. I don't care how long that guy's beard is or how black his clothes are. He's nothing but tables of vomit. It's not fit for a dog to eat. That's why we speak so plain. Because it's easy. I wish that they were hot or cold. We're not walking on eggshells. We're saying it exactly the way it needs to be said. If you want somebody on pussyfooting, you go listen to CNN, you go listen to these donkeys out there beating their gums together. But you're not going to find this stuff here, because we know what's out there. We know how these deceivers work. We went through their torture chambers and we know what we're talking about.
That's right. And this is not strange. You go back to the days of Paul, people think, you're being hateful when you say things like that. But when you will go back to Paul and what the devil was doing in that hour, it's the same that he's doing in this hour. So you go and read Acts 20, it says, "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own self shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them." See, that's what they're doing. They're taking away the people from the truth. And then they're actually not leading them to the message for the day and hour. See, behind the message of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, you will trace it right back in Revelation. That seventh star was held in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he was in charge. He was the head of that angel. And that's true, that anointing was received from the Lord Jesus Christ, from God. See, that's how you can see it was all part of the vine. And these people, they draw away people away from that. That's why it says they draw away disciples after them. Like you were saying, these John Hagee and these people out there, if they're not telling people what God has done in this hour of time, they're drawing away disciples after themselves, because it's not connected to that vine. It's not connected to the seventh star. And then they can't shine. Because God can only ignite what He does. Mm-hmm. He can't ignite anything, just like He couldn't ignite Cain's offering. He could only do Abel's, because that came right from the throne of God. That inspiration, because Abel knew what to offer God, because he knew what God required. Because of sin, he required a blood sacrifice. He required that blood, and that's what Abel did. And that shone, and it's still shining today, because it was part of the righteousness of God. And that's the same we are here in this hour. You can only shine if you're part of that righteousness of God.
Is this a revelation that God gave to Jesus, and then that Jesus gave it to that angel of the church, angel leaders here, that angel is still here, and that angel gave it to Brother Branham? And like I keep saying over and over and over again, when Brother Branham passed away, that angel gave it to the brother Jackson. And then when Brother Jackson was gone, he was looking around, who is then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had found faithful to continue on with the program? That's why he told you, why did he put us together? And he told you right out of heaven, it came right from the throne of God, because he put us together to hold on to the truth that's been given to the church age of Laodicea. And here it was the same thing. They're doing everything they can to pervert the teaching of Brother Branham and Brother Jack, that you can't find. We're the only two people that are preserving this truth. It was just like it was back in the days of Paul. They tried to copy Paul and twist it a little bit, and then what they did, they forged his signature as if it was from Paul. See, the same devil is around today, and he's doing everything he can to make us irrelevant. But see, the proof is in the pudding. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they'll cast out devils. In my name they'll heal the sick. And they'll lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. That's exactly what's happening when people come through. But see, what the devil, he doesn't let them come here, because, you know, if he lets them come here, it's going to be proved that these preachers are nothing but frauds and wannabes. And it's going on the same thing today, just like it was back in history. Behind it all, there's the spirit of Satan, and Satan can't come up with nothing, because when he was kicked out of heaven, he had no more revelation, no more understanding. Then he watches the Christians, and then he tries to copy them. Exactly. And then what he does, he tries to pervert, and he likes to lie about it. That's what they're doing with us. They're trying to accuse us of being a Shekinah program, when he knows that very well that's not the case. See, and then and he tries to make us irrelevant with the people that we know. And I'll tell you what, in 3 years from now, he's done. There's no more devil around. He's down in hell screaming his head off. And he knows that too. That's why he's putting all these forces. That's why these wars and these protests are rising up over here, down in America. And like, see, in Canada they were too, but that idiot down there, he's luring people to sleep. That he's part of that European forum. And people are not aware of that. He's trying to lull them to sleep and take everything out from under. He's sending billions and billions of dollars over to Europe, where they, just to make Canada broke. Because once you're broke, you're going to depend on somebody else. That's exactly what he's doing. But down in America, they're rising up, because they got Trump, and Trump is doing exactly what God wants him to do. He's like that Nebuchadnezzar back in the days. If you don't come under the rulership of Nebuchadnezzar, you're as good as dead. And here's the same thing. If you do not support the Trump program, you're as good as dead. You might as well not even ever exist. These people that are fighting against Trump and against his organization, he claims he's not a Christian. He doesn't have to be a Christian. He just has to do what the Lord tells him to do, just like Nebuchadnezzar. He wasn't a Christian either. But he did what the Lord told him to do. And the same thing here. If you don't come under the the leadership of Donald Trump, you're going to find out you're going to not go anywhere. It's the same thing here. If you don't come under this leadership of the Spirit of the Living God and go out and tell people, believe you me, we've seen a lot of casualties along the road of life. Mm-hmm. I told you the other day about that Kenneth. We were in at the air show, and the Lord came down and spoke right into his spirit, right there out of heaven, told him, all you got to do, Kev, is go stand with Sam. No matter what, just go stand with Sam. And he was good there for a year or two. And then one day, the devil got into his head, and he came and told him, I think, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and go over to Dares and all these people that knew you, and I'm going to see if I can find any junk from you. See how the devil gets into his head? And then off he goes, see if he can find anything negative things about me. If that's what you're going for, you're going to find a lot of negative things about me. But if the Lord has hung me out to do the job, all you got to go and do is stand with Sam and be done with it. But see, now he's fallen by the wayside. And he can't work fast enough and long enough to try to destroy it. Then he goes down to these Windy Bay people that left Windy Bay there just when they were looking. They were just on the verge of going back or doing the... Their head was spinning because they didn't know what to do anymore. And then he goes there right when these people were searching and looking for an answer. He goes down and tells them that Sam is not running or shacking up. The reason he's not dealing with, hanging out with him anymore because we're shacking up and he couldn't take that anymore. So he left. And you know, a flat out lie. Now these people, I was down the very next day when he went down and told him, I looked like I was strange in my, and they wouldn't even look at me, you know, and because he's got them brainwashed, and they believed his garbage that this is a shaking up program. And instead of telling them the truth, he knew very well that's not what you're about, as you stayed down there for a year or so. He knew you're not interested in that kind of garbage. And here he goes and convinces, he not only tells them, he convinces them that that's exactly what it is. And there's no, I can talk to them blue in the face. To this day, they got this opinion that this is a Shekinah program. Mm-hmm. Not only him, but thousands of people that know us. But see, that's what the devil does. He gets a hold of somebody and then they go and muddy up the pitch and mess it up and tell a lie that's not true. Yeah. And see, these people, they'd be better off than they've never been born because they're just accumulating for themselves the bigger punishment. Mm-hmm. But see, all you got to do now, you to shine, and you want some investments for eternity, imagine just simply have to go and press your butt and put this message out to everybody you know. That's what I do. I got about, how many? We got maybe 20 cell phone numbers. From time to time, I go and put a message on everyone that we sell, every cell number that we have. And then, if people would do that, maybe one or two picks it up, it's just like I do. Here, sometimes we just send it to somebody, and they're still hanging in there, you know, they're diehards. I call them diehards, because nothing but, no matter, they listen to one message, and they find out to be true, and what they do then, they just tell it to somebody else, and they hang in there, and they keep coming back. They keep coming back to that, well, agree. Just because it's you and me, that doesn't mean it's not valid, because, like I say, the Lord, the God of heaven, has found you and me faithful and true to continue on with the program. It's not our program. They don't even ever have to see us. We don't want to know. We don't want to have hundreds and thousands of people following us around. All you got to do is listen to what God has to say, because it's not our message. It's God's message.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, give you thanks, Lord. We just want to help people to understand what that righteousness is, Lord. And the righteousness for our day and hour was the minister, Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson, Lord. And if they people can share and bring people to righteousness through the truth of their day and hour, they will shine like the stars, Lord. It's just that simple, Lord, because it's the truth that will shine, Lord. And we know the truth that you have given in this hour, Lord. So we just want to help people to understand and help them realize where it's at and what will make them shine. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.